Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist, crusader, ultra-MAGA patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Man, I almost had the wrong sound effect queued up.
Oh, for which one?
That's the one. I almost didn't know what to do.
You need some coffee.
Caught me off guard. I do more coffee.
Right.
Yes. Well, man, it's several things going on here. Wifflebats first to the Supreme Court in Colorado, who is completely unhinged and off the rails.
Oh, they're going to get it. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy, you know, if I lived in Colorado, I would be absolutely, I would sue whomever.
Yes.
I would just start suing because basically that's illegal. What they're doing is flat out against the law.
Yeah.
It's election interference to the nth degree. It doesn't get any more illegal than that for somebody in a Supreme Court position, no less.
Look, the communists have effectively pulled off a coup. They are not holding anything back. There is no price that cannot be paid because, look, once they regain power in 2024, they are the law. They get to say what was illegal, what was legal, what was okay to do.
Right. That's the thing. If something doesn't happen to get rid of the electronic voting machines, this whole next election period is just a waste of time.
Well, I personally think something so spectacular is on its way that it's going to turn the whole world on its head, you know, in whatever form that looks like. I mean, you know, look at, like I mentioned on the Sunday podcast, October 7th for Israel or 9/11. Right now, the stakes are so high, the world is so far, way out there. The evil has attained so much power in positions and places. Not to mention the spiritual component of this, which is, I mean, the dark forces have operational control right now.
Right,
and the Lord's going to come and set it straight, but it's got to get ugly, evil, vile before that takes place. So, I mean, it's just like for 2024, brace yourselves.
Well,
that's what it feels like.
It seems to me that because everyone refuses to look at the elephant in the room, which is the absolutely controlled election system, because everybody refuses to do anything about that, I think it's all just going to go get tanked. I mean, this is going down.
Right.
The second they, you know, get another person to push that button again and, oh, whoops, there goes another 50 million votes for Trump that, oh, now are suddenly for Biden again. This doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out.
Right.
Why haven't we gotten rid of the electronic voting machines and made all of these mail-in ballots illegal? Why hasn't this happened?
Right.
You know, seriously, unless everybody in the whole judicial system and passing any laws, whether they be a congressman or a legislator, is completely bought off by the globalists.
Why is the invasion of our southern border continuing?
Right.
Carrie Lake said it perfectly. Just yesterday, the Border Patrol announcement comes out saying the border situation is the worst they've ever seen, with 15,000 to 25,000 a day that are just being escorted in. These are mainly military age males traveling alone. And Carrie Lake just nailed it. She said, military age males fleeing from war bring their families.
That's right.
Those who are going to war leave your families behind.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're seeing here. And somebody somewhere has got the green light go button ready to go, and we are in so much trouble. We're on our own.
Exactly.
There's nobody in Congress that's addressing the serious
the election
things.
Fraud,
like you said, the election yep. fraud, the electronic voting machines, the border. I mean, they're yelling and screaming at whoever they got on the stand there, and nothing is happening. Nothing's changing. We yep. are really on our own.
Not even the person with the most gumption there, which I believe is Marjorie Taylor Greene, not even her. I have sent her multiple copies of the ban electronic voting machines bill and no response, and right. she won't say anything. Why is that? She confronts everything supposedly, and she won't even touch that one.
They won't touch the one thing
that will make the difference.
Is the noose around our nation's neck that got us into this situation in the first place.
Right. Now, I've got a statement here from President Trump talking about this absolutely outrageous ruling in Colorado. He said, "Unsurprisingly, the all-Democrat-appointed Colorado Supreme Court has ruled against President Trump supporting a Soros-funded left-wing group's scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of Crooked Joe Biden by removing President Trump's name from the ballot and eliminating the rights of Colorado voters to vote for the candidate of their choice. Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. The Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight, and we will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court and a concurrent request for a stay of this deeply undemocratic decision. We have full confidence that the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits." And that was basically Stephen Chung's statement. He is the Trump campaign spokesman, and Trump posted this on Truth Social.
Unbelievable. There's the Wiffle Bat Award of the Week.
Yep.
Right there for that entire leftist, communist, activist group of so-called judges.
Right. And the fact that they are filing an appeal to the United States Supreme Court, that's, you know, of course, that's the perfect thing to do. And
right.
of course, they're going to dismiss it because that's not lawful to do that. And so that truly does just boil down to election interference.
This is called lawfare.
Yep.
And the problem is when you do things like this, this malicious law action, there are no consequences.
Right.
There's nothing, there's no price to pay for doing it.
Except for the fact that it is illegal to participate in election interference. And so
right.
you could press charges. In fact, if Trump was going to do it the right way, not only would he file an appeal, but he would go after each and every single one of those Colorado Supreme Court justices and try to get them disbarred. I would be after them, hounding them forever for doing that.
Yeah, if you can find a prosecuting attorney that's not Soros funded that would actually prosecute and follow through with it.
Well, and that's okay whether they do or not. Just run them through the ringer, just to be able to run them through the ringer.
Yeah.
Let them keep having it for, I don't know, a decade until he completely destroys them by doing the same kind of garbage they are to him. You know, I mean, lawfare works both ways, and Trump is not short on money to fund an attorney team.
Yeah, well, it is still wiffle bat worthy.
Absolutely.
It's just
without a doubt.
Unbelievable, the madness in the world. Well, we've got several other things that we want to get to and several other wiffle bat awards going out to communists.
That's right.
But let's get to the word of the day.
Yes, let's do.
And see what the Lord has in store for us. Probably something's going to put us in our place about, like, don't be wiffle batting your enemies. Or something.
Well, now that's not necessarily true. You can wiffle bat your enemies. And we actually went over that. We did a rather intensive Bible study on that subject.
Yeah.
This past Saturday for Sabbath. And of course, that's not what we're going to be talking about today in the Word of the Day. But, at some point this week, we're going to come back around to that topic.
Yes.
So the Word of the Day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25, which reads under the title, This is a random turning. Oh. Reads under the title, Jesus Cleanses the Temple.
Oh, nice.
So Jesus wiffle bats all of these people here yes. in the temple, right?
yeah. Criminal mischief.
yeah. It reads here, now the Passover of the Jews was at hand. And, oh, where was this? In Jerusalem.
Oh, imagine I thought Jews weren't in Jerusalem until 1948.
Right, exactly.
They'd never been there before. Never they just came and took it over.
Yeah, they're right. just occupying now in the modern era.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, back to verse 13. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. So the Jews answered and said to him, what sign do you show to us since you do these things? Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Yep.
Then the Jews said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body.
Right.
Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. The discerner of hearts. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And that's it.
Yes.
And as a clarifier for the last three verses, the Bible notes here describe that Jesus' knowledge of human nature pierces the superficiality of faith in him on account of his miracles. And so when it says that he did not commit himself to them because he knew all men, he basically saw right through it and
yeah.
and thought, you know, I'm not just a magic show.
Exactly. <You know? laughs>
And so he wasn't about ready to say, yeah, come be in my close group, you know,
right.
it's like you guys, you superficial people, you guys stay out there,
yes.
you know, but this is the perfect example of what we're talking about here. I mean, this is like what we're talking about here. Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes.
You know, this is Jesus with, he goes in and makes a whip of cords and drives them out, throwing the changers money and overturning the tables. This is
right.
called Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes.
Right? You know
how Wiffle Whip.
Yes. yeah. We haven't even resorted to Wiffle Whip yet. You know, we're still on Wiffle Bat.
No, but so. Jesus has given us some ideas.
That's right. And so, you know, anybody that says, you know, you can't do anything about evil. You can't step up and do anything political to try to knock down evil, you better read that Bible one more time.
Yeah.
Because both he and John the Baptist, well, all the prophets, that was what God sent all the prophets to do, was to speak truth to the evil that the leaders of that nation are doing.
That's right. And sometimes you've got to just take the head right off of that satanic idol.
That's right.
Or make a whip and drive him out of there.
Drive
him
out.
And interesting too that you know, this is entitled that section those verses are titled Jesus Cleansing the Temple.
Yep.
And coming right off of Hanukkah, of course, that's a celebration of Jewish patriots.
Yep.
Overthrowing the tyrants that were desecrating their temple, that were, you know, tyrannizing them.
That's right.
And fought back against them. Took Jerusalem back, took the temple back, and cleansed it.
Yep.
And Jesus himself was, and I made a mistake. I think it was last week I said this, Hanukkah was sometime after Jesus. Well, that was modern. But actually it happened, I think like about 50 years or more before Christ. Anyway, it happened before Christ. Christ was in
right.
Jerusalem for, they didn't call it Hanukkah then, they called it the Festival
of Lights.
The Festival of Lights.
Yep.
And the lighting festival where they lit the menorah. So he was in the temple, at the temple, at Hanukkah,
yep.
Or, you know, at the Festival of Lights.
That's right. So. Well, and so just the fact that this, again, is a random turning.
Right.
And it lands on Wifflebat Wednesday. This is obviously the Lord saying, don't ever be afraid to stand up against evil.
You know,
especially when he has given us the authority to trample serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that it may in no way harm us. And
that's right.
So that is his words, and that scripture is Luke 10:19. So
yes.
Learn that scripture and don't ever forget it, because that's why it is an insult to God when we fear evil, because he
right.
has given us authority over evil. And so this, I don't know, I think this is extremely important for Christians to understand, especially on Wifflebat Wednesday.
Yeah, and it's not coming from a position of being just spiteful and contentious and combative
right.
for the sake of it, just because you're just a hostile person.
Right.
There are times when you are called to, all you should do is pray. There are times when you should pray and take action.
That's right.
And you are to stand against evil. And I am just astounded at the level of tolerance for evil in this culture.
Right. Well, and it comes an awful lot upon the shoulders of the pastors
yeah.
who have been on these 501c3 accounts with their churches, where they are not allowed to say anything politically, and therefore they've basically swept it all under the rug, and all their congregations have followed along with them and not done anything political, simply for the sake of their churches not wanting to get invaded by some tax audit.
Oh, and the easy one is, don't be concerned with the things of this world, you know, and there's my out. I don't have to do nothing.
That's right.
You know, and really, do you even really pray about it? You say, we should be praying, but do you even?
Yeah, really? Do you even do that?
Honestly, if you're going to be honest.
Right. And you can't even escape by saying, well, I prayed about it, because faith without action is no faith at all.
Yeah, it's dead.
Yep.
All right, well, good one. Okay, so this scripture was...
This was John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25.
All right, got it down. Okay, we better take a break, and we'll be back. We've got some more wiffle batting to do.
That's right.
Great scripture. Thank you for that.
Oh, praise God.
All right, this segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. They host websites in the American Redoubt here, hundreds of websites, and they do a great job keeping your website up on the internet, safe, secure, and you can support a Christian patriot-owned business. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com for your website. And we'll be back with segment two right after these messages.
Wars and rumors of wars.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
He has tools that he's used to make sure that we do this. We actually deal with the immigration system in a humane way, in a way that is that actually deals with what we're seeing at the border.
Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying.
That more action needs to be taken. So it has to be legislative action. We're going to continue to call Congress to do that. And so this is important to this president.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Welcome back, patriots. Christian patriots, to segment two of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I want to thank you guys for helping to support us and keep us on the air. We are listener supported, and it is all because of you guys. Thank you. If you're a listener and you want to help support us, then you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the donate tab there. Any amount, that anything that won't set you back, just $5 or $10 a month, $20 a month, you can set up a recurring payment, $50 a month, or a one-time payment of $100,000. You know, anything that would help. But
well,
I mean, you know, if you just won the lottery and you're sitting on $500 million, then hey. Okay, so Lady Liberty, we've got segment two here. And okay. We've got the joke.
Yes,
Christmas,
everyone.
Joke of the day.
Welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Yes, we do. We can't forget the Christmas joke. Okay, and it's your turn. Go ahead.
Wiffle Whip Wednesday.
There we go.
All right. Okay, so yeah, it's my turn. Why does Scrooge love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, good question.
Well, I got a good answer here. Because every buck is dear to him. That's a good one.
Hey, it counts.
That made me chuckle. Okay, but we've got a lot of other stuff to get to here. And
that's so right. Well, let's start off with what is going on with ag in both Germany and France right now. This is just glorious.
The war against farmers.
Yes, you can hear in the background all of the tractors, because in both Germany and France, the farmers have had enough.
Yep.
And apparently the first tractors arrived in at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin as hundreds of farmers gather to protest 2024 government plans to cut diesel subsidies and tax breaks for agricultural vehicles.
Yep.
And also there ended up being more than 1,500 tractors demonstrating in the city, and that was just in Germany. And then it says for France, over the weekend, farmers dumped trailers of manure in front of the regional council in Dijon for the same reason. And so, boy, we're watching as they are dumping huge load after load after load. And yes, in France, they've even got a manure spreader with a chute a chute on it, shooting it right into Parliament's front door, basically.
Oh my, in Dijon?
Yeah. And
isn't that mustard? I don't know. Mustard?
Dijon?
Well, so they're spreading manure there. It's, yeah, interesting.
Well, yes, yeah. The Orientals might say, who flung poo? Right.
The French are flinging it. They're
right.
Fighting back. They want, and not just farmers, but cattle growers, any livestock. It means they want to choke. They want them eating bugs and all agriculture shut down.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I just love to see it, especially those massive tractors and their big old loaders and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's bring it back close to home. I love seeing that, by the way.
Yep.
But Cash Patel was just recently interviewed and blew a bunch of stuff wide open.
Oh,
and
yes.
You've got that. So
yes. Well, he just goes off on the Biden crime family and their whole regime cover up after new evidence implicates Joe Biden's brother Jim. And the bottom line is, money doesn't lie. Mm. Listen to what Cash has to say here.
Tell Cash, it's great to have you on. I want to put this on the screen because it's kind of a quick rundown, right, in a nutshell, of the Biden family activity, for lack of a better phrase. Put this up. Biden family business probe. GOP says Biden family and associates created 20 plus shell companies. Biden family created multiple shell companies when Biden was VP. Biden family and associates got 24 million plus in overseas payments. Banks flagged 150 plus suspicious transactions connected to the Bidens. And people wonder, Cash, where all these red flags are coming from.
Well, Trace, it's great to be with you. And look, I'll just answer your question as to the data points you put up. Insert Donald Trump for Joe Biden. Insert Trump for Biden. And if you have that collection of data points with hard money figures and bank statements and money lines showing that kind of connection, you'd have the Washington Post and the mainstream media painting a picture of criminality going back decades. But there's a two-tier system of justice at play here in America with DOJ, with Merrick Garland and Chris Wray's FBI, preferential treatment, IRS whistleblowers exposing the corruption there, stopping the investigation. And what you're left with is a mainstream media forced to cover up for years and years. But now it's like they almost got a gut punch and said, wait a second, money doesn't lie. And if money went like it did from Joe Biden, James Biden to Joe Biden, like it did with the AmeriCorps transaction, $600,000 to $200,000 directly, Americans at the polls have a right to know what is going on, at least when it comes to a presidential election, even just putting aside the criminality.
Yeah, and here's what's kind of concerning for the Biden family. I was looking at these things. I was listening to House Oversight member Ana Paulina Luna today, and she was saying, and we all know that James Comer's a banker by trade, right? So he knows the banking activity. I mentioned earlier the 150-plus SARs, the suspicious activity reports. Well, Ana Paulina says the bad news for Biden is the banks are now cooperating with House Oversight in this investigation into the president. That's not good.
Well, that's the... As a former federal prosecutor who investigated a lot of financial foreign crimes, having bank cooperation, that tells you that the suspicious activity reports have turned into actual criminal investigations. It's one thing to have an SAR. It's one thing to have 150,000. But once you get that next step of cooperation, that basically tells me, as a former federal prosecutor, that the banks are admitting that not only are they are suspicious, but they are directly tied to criminality, and the banks don't want to shield that information from at least House oversight. I don't know that DOJ would ever act on it.
Yeah. Kash Patel, great to have you on as always, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Kash Patel he's on it. He does such a great job covering this stuff. He's just so plugged in. He did such a great job for Trump.
Right.
And speaking of Trump.
Yes.
He weighed in on this.
We've got one last wiffle bat for today from Trump, and listen to what he has to say.
Minneapolis, where they took over the police station. They took it over and they burned it down. By the way, what happened to those people? Are those people in jail with the J6 hostages? What happened to those people, come to think of it? They're not in jail with the J6 hostages. I don't call them prisoners. I call them hostages. They're hostages.
He nailed it. Hostage is the right word to use.
That's
what we're using from now on.
And as we approach Christmas, guys, remember the J6 political prisoners in your prayers. Remember them this Christmas who are away from their loved ones right now, sitting in jail.
They are hostages.
That's right. All right, you guys, you have a blessed day. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.